Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you for the introduction. Good evening. Welcome to live Tri-Town High School basketball, night three of a four-game week to start our 2012-2013 season. Tonight, from Bainbridge Guilford, the home of the Bobcats. The Bobcats flying high right now at 3-0 in the early season. They are playing their first Mid-State Athletic Conference game tonight against the team I saw two nights ago have some frustrating inside work that did not was not emblematic of what they did. The point total, I should say, is not emblematic of what they did effort-wise on short shots. They just could not make them. That's the Afton Crimson Knights. So they have a chance tonight with a record of 1-2 and 1-1 in the league to amend that, and if they can get that inside game going, they could be an upset winner over Bainbridge Guilford tonight. But the Bobcats, I would say, a medium favorite going into tonight's ball game. It's a Thursday night, and there's lots going on, including a jazz concert here at the school, so parking is at a premium. I found a little spot to slither into, so that's good. And we start each and every game the same way with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show on WCDO. Our sponsor, Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, with all of your transportation needs that include daily rentals, plus an expert service department. Call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, who are Greg Warren of Bainbridge Guilford and Dick Winans of Afton, the players and the fans of both BG and Afton, the best in tonight's ball game. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Our rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is, of course, always strictly prohibited. Never had to bring that into question. We are streaming live at WCDOradio.com or WCDOSports.com. So if you have relatives or friends or anything related to the ball club members here for either BG or Afton, you might want to let them know about that. Could tune in any time. And if you do miss it, or if you have attended the game and want to listen to it later on, of course you'll know the outcome, but you could do that too, WCDO Sports On Demand. So let's get it going with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. We'll be back to talk about both Afton and Bainbridge Guilford. First time for the Bobcats on CDL, second time for the Afton Crimson Knights, and it's all coming up on the tip-off show, sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
No, very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
At Bainbridge Guilford tonight, where the JV Bobcats were extremely impressive. Coach Dale Palmer, I talked to him on Sunday about the varsity team. I didn't ask him about his JV team. They've got 12 guys on the team, and it's a pretty balanced roster. They have not had the best win-loss record for the past 4 or 5 years. Tonight, they looked extremely good, and it didn't matter what five were on the court. He put five in at a time, and you didn't miss, they didn't miss a beat. They won 72-52, and it just looked like a team that was very cohesive. So that's something to watch for Bainbridge Guilford, as most of their good players would wind up on the varsity as sophomores or freshmen, and the JVs would just not have the talent. Well, this year it looks like they have the talent in a very balanced way. Nobody's a superstar. Everybody's about on the same level, and I was really impressed. So this is the first league game for Bainbridge Guilford, as I said, their second home game for Afton. This is right in the middle of a busy time. Of course, they played Tuesday night at home against Harpersville. We did that game. It was a 45-38 loss. So frustrating for the Crimson Knights, because they had so many chances to actually put Harpersville away after the Hornets got out to a 20-12 lead after the first quarter. Afton just kept knocking on the door, and some of their biggest opportunities were missed inside of 5 feet. But that's just the way it goes in basketball. They did have 6 3-pointers, 5 of those from 6'4 Mitch Decker, who actually played more point guard than big man position. Kyle Hinman had 7 points, so that was 22 out of the 38. Of course, they didn't get to the line either. It was just 2 for 4 free throw shooting for Afton. But they'll take on BG tonight. Then they are down in Pennsylvania for the Mountain View Border War against 3 other Pennsylvania teams. That'll be tomorrow and Saturday. Then they come back Monday and play at Elk Lake, which is also in Pennsylvania. Then on Tuesday, they host Delhi. And then they get 2 weeks of rest, and I think at that point, the 2.5 weeks of rest, and at that point, I will say that they deserve it. That's 6 games in 8 days. That's amazing. So we wish them the best. They can't be too tired tonight, because they did have a day break in between. And their scores, as I said, Mitch Decker, their leading scorer, he's had 24 points in the last 2 games. Rick Parsons is their other 3-point threat. He had 1 on Tuesday, and he's got 5 in the first 3 games. James Westphal had 12 points and a loss to Deposit. And Kyle Hinman, a sophomore, has had 18 points over the last 2 games. He is showing some potential that he could be something to could be a force to be reckoned with. He's a freshman at 6'4", so he's still a little gangly, but I think if he keeps going and plays against good competition, I think he's going to get better and better and better. The question is, does he want to get better and better? And I do not know the young man, so I can't answer that for him. For the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats, 3-0, off to a good start. They went over to the brand-new Delhi tournament, which I believe was named for Ed Schalke. And that was a win against Hunter Tannersville, who was a pretty good Class D team. That win was 61-46. And this year, Bainbridge Guilford, of course, they lost Ryan Porter, who was a four-year varsity player and co-MVP last year with Travis Woods of Unitego. But so he's gone, but Austin Bowerly, Corbin Palmer, and Brooks Harmon return for yet another year, their third year each on varsity. Bowerly had 17 points in that win over Hunter Tannersville, then the win against Delhi in the championship game, 55-47. He had only seven, but he had a ton of rebounds in both games and was named MVP. Brooks Harmon had 16 points in the final, including 3 three-pointers. And Palmer has had 3 games, averaging 14 points in those games, but most notably the last game against Lawrence on Tuesday, the 4th of December, he was 14 points all from the foul line, 14 for 15. Very impressive from the foul line to get four. Just to get to the line, 15 for 15 shots is impressive, but he made 14, which is doubly impressive. So this is their first MAC game. I will tell you, actually, I do have some stats for some of these boys. Bowerly's averaging 10 points. Harmon, 12 and a third points. Corbin Palmer, as I said, 14. Lucas Butcher, who's a returning starter, 6.6 points. And it looks like Nick Gronowski, a senior, is getting more playing time. He's averaging 7 points a game, 7 points and 6 rebounds. Bowerly averaging 11 rebounds. Palmer, as people would expect who have seen him play and know the system here for Coach Greg Warren, 7 assists per game. And Harmon has 4 steals per game, with Palmer and Butcher with 3 steals per game. So there's some brief statistics. We don't have individual free throw shooting or anything like that, but that's all right. 7 minutes before our introductions and national anthem. We're going to step away for a little bit. When we come back, we'll talk more about basketball in general and talk about the blog that I've started and everything else. So stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball, Bainbridge, Guilford, and Afton in a MAC showdown here at BG, live on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
We're specialists in you. Take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
We're here to see that you get the best loan at the right price for your budget. If you want a new car for your family or a newer truck for your business, come see us today and let's see if we can arrange a loan that fits your lifestyle and your wallet. There are a lot of reasons to buy a car or truck, but at our credit union, we're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
It's all about you.
Your New York State
Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Bainbridge Guilford in their, I can't call them white jerseys. The tops look more like practice jerseys, but somehow make it work. It's sort of a stone white. I don't know. Just a slightly off-white. They're not bright white, that's for sure. And they're all the same, so it's not a laundry issue. But the other color is, of course, the Bobcat blue with striping down both sides. And the Bobcat looks like the Bobcat paw above the numbers. So remember all that falderall 10 years ago or so, or even more, that actually caused the Afton Indians to break their mascot and become the Crimson Knights. It's interesting that now the Sydney Warriors have the warrior hat all over their uniforms. The Bobcats have the Bobcat. It's still the Cooperstown Redskins. It's still the Oxford Blackhawks. But on the Afton side, you think about it, and they dropped the Indians, much to a lot of people's dismay, but they embraced the new logo, the Crimson Knights. They created a character, and it really has been, I think, an adopted, a successful adoption of a new, and now just take it for granted, mascot, the Crimson Knights. On big games, you'll see the mascot out and about. I like it at the Broome County Arena when they do that, or if they ever get to the MAC Championships at Suco, they would be up there like that. So I think that's a good idea. It was wound up being a good idea, and it did work for them. So the captains are at the center of the court. And what's nice is former coach and former player Izzy Lorimer is doing the announcing tonight, and he's actually announcing it with 3 minutes to go. All of the Section 4 required sportsmanship talking points, and I like that because that means the kids can still warm up. They don't interrupt anything. You don't have to sit and listen to the same stuff every time, although it is useful. You can't swear. You can't be, you can't smoke or drink or do anything, out of line here. But just for the fact that they do it now before everybody's done warming up, I think it's a much more productive way to do it. Always like coming to Bainbridge Guilford because no matter how cold it is outside, being up on the top row of a 25-row set of bleachers, it's always warm. And tonight, not too warm at all. So the JVs, as I said, winning 72-52 for Bainbridge Guilford. Tomorrow night, it will be the same two schools, and it will be the ladies' turn. I had a chance to talk to Bob Conway, excuse me, as the JV game was going on, so I learned a little bit more about his team. And I see that Afton has improved a bit to where they've got some outside threat. Shakira Cross, who's made, I think, 5 or 6 three-pointers in their first game. So something that Afton Lady Knights have not done in many, many years. And there's the buzzer. So what we're going to do is step away. I know they're going to go right to the national anthem and then come back with the announcement of the starting lineup. So please stay with us, whether it's online with live streaming audio or, of course, from the good old radio set in your car or at home. Please stick around. It's BG hosting Afton and Boys Mac varsity basketball action, and it's all live on your AM and FM sports leader, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sidney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sidney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sidney, 563-8200.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sidney Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, we've got Izzy Lorimer reading the lineups here. Same as the other night, Ricky Parsons, James Westfall, Joe Shearer, Mitch Decker, 6'4 senior, Shearer 6'2 junior. Matt Olin, who took a spill the other night and came back shortly thereafter and wound up fouling out. He was probably the most frustrated of everybody based on the fact that he penetrated, dished off, and the guys who he dished off to couldn't catch the ball or could not put the ball in the basket or both. So it was a frustrating night for him. And having seen Matt play enough times and actually playing pickup with him, he does get frustrated, and he'll tend to take it out on the defense. So here we go. We've got our first look at the starting lineup for Bainbridge Guilford. Four returning starters: Luke Butcher, Jr. There's Mike Carlin, a junior. Corbin Palmer, number 13, a senior. They don't have heights on this VG roster, unfortunately. 21 is Austin Bowerly. He's the senior, third-year starter. And now Brooks Harmon, also a three-year starter. And a definite three-point threat any time. So Greg Warren, the coach of Bainbridge Guilford, and Dick Winans, one of the longest-tenured coaches in the MAC for the Afton Indians. And, of course, the father of many Winans star athletes, including his son Josh Winans, who's helping out still at his alma mater, college alma mater, Casanova, and his daughter Jessica, 1,000-point scorer, who is, I think, in her junior year. Yes, her junior year now at Coastal Carolina. All right, so Bainbridge Guilford warmed up to my left. That's where they're going to have it. Bowerly lining up from their home whites, and after now from their home whites on Tuesday night. Those are in the laundry, and they've got their away red with white letters. And here we go. Settle in. It could be a very good ball game if Afton gets hot and shocks Bainbridge Guilford. Let's see how they would handle that, but we got to see how they handle everything from the start. Harmon, Palmer outside along with Butcher. They're very patient. Harmon in the left wing, top of the key for Palmer. Fakes it, now goes to Harmon. He's open for three, but misses short, and the ball actually flies over the rim and is rebounded by James Westfall. So he'll be one of the guards along with Rick Parsons and Mitch Decker. The forwards are Joe Shearer and Matt Olin, and they bring the offense way up against his own defense. Here driving underneath is Mitch Decker. He got the ball partially blocked. He was out of position, actually, on that reverse. So quickly in transition, Palmer, the lefty, three-pointer, no good. Battle for the ball, Bowerly, and he touches it last. It'll be Afton's ball. And right away, less than a minute into the game, a substitution. Number 12, Nick Gronowski, a senior, checks into the ball game. Not sure if this is Greg Warren's normal subbing pattern or not, but it's awful rare to see that unless there's an injury. Matt Olin, nice pass underneath to Sherry, misses inside. Here we go again. Or that's what Matt must be thinking at this point. Bowerly now posts up for three. No good. And the rebound comes out on the left side to Palmer. Unloads to Harmon. Again, open on the right, the left wing. Missed it. And could not get the rebound either. Now Joe Scherer will score inside off a nifty feed from Mitch Decker. And BG a little sloppy. Out of bounds it goes. Looks like Coach Warren just wanted to bring Mike Carlin out of the game to tell him one or two things and get him right back in there at the 6:28 mark. So Joe Scherer puts the Crimson Knights up 2-0, and they have the ball yet again. Parsons at the top of the key this time, and Decker on the right wing on this formation. Westfall on the left wing. Inside, stolen away by Bowerly on the bounce pass. A baseball quarterback pass, or football quarterback pass, all the way down to Butcher, and Butcher scores the layup, and they go right to a man-to-man pressure defense. Quickly down the court, though, Shearer tries to feed Olin, and this time Matt can't hang on to the pass, and there's going to be a first foul of the ball game. And that will go on Westfall of Afton. So first foul in the books, 2-2 tie. We had three ties the other night. There's a entry pass that goes out of bounds that was intended for Bowerly, and Matt Olin whacked it away. 5:46 to go, quickly starting into this first quarter. Butcher guarded by Parsons. Harmon, they swing it around to the right, back to Harmon. Middle post, Palmer, who's a guard playing a mid-post right there. The turnaround jump shot is good. Palmer with his first bucket. And we've got our first lead change. Shot on the outside. Looks like Mitch Decker made that one. I was putting my number in the scorebook. Going to think that was Decker based on positioning. So we're tied again at 4. BG misses their shot, and quickly down court comes Afton. Decker to Westfall. Back to Decker. Now Parsons for 3, and he nails it. Rick Parsons in his first shot of the night. Gets the three-pointer to go, 7-4. Afton with the lead. And we've already had two lead changes in this ball game. Still in the perimeter. Now they work it into Bowerly, who's at the Palmer's former spot in the last possession. Too hard on the shot. Decker gets the outlet pass, circles around by the foul line of Afton. To the high post. Oh, nice no-look pass from Olin, but it was intercepted and in transition comes Palmer. How quickly they score in transition. Talking about the Bobcats. 7-6 they trail, though. 4:21 to go. Olin, wide open at the foul line, will drive in. Misses the shot. Took a tumble as well. Quickly up court. The outlet to Butcher. And now it's Bowerly to the left side. Harmon for 3, and it's short this time. Short and comes back that way. Shearer rebounds for Afton with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. 7-6, Crimson Knights by 1. 2-3 zone defense. I guess we're seeing more and more of that. Mitch Decker misses the fall-away shot from 15. Another baseball pass intended for Butcher. Disoriented was Butcher as the defender was Mitch Decker. I feel like I'm calling more football plays. Bowerly's uncorked a couple of outlet passes. One's gone for a layup, and the other one just got turned over. So 1-for-2 on the passes. 3:33 and clock ticking down. 22 on the shot clock for Afton. They try to find the open spot. Olin passes back to Parsons again for 3. It settles in. It didn't swish this time. But a good basket's a good basket. 10-6. Palmer down the lane draws the foul. Boy, no sooner get my number in the book and BG's already shooting. Palmer with the penetration on the left side, drawing the contact. And the foul will be on Mitch Decker, his first, team second, and Palmer with two shots. If you heard me in the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, you heard that in a recent game, Corbin hit 14 of 15 free throws for his 14-point total. And he makes the first one here. His team trailing by three. This one misses. And the rebound by Kyle Hinman, the sophomore, or the freshman, rather, who has come into the ball game. And now he's open on the left side. Takes a 16-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Olin taps it, keeps it alive to Parsons. Now to Westfall, back to Parsons. Parsons shut down there by Harmon. Kicks it back out. Decker draws a double team. Decker now across the backcourt to Westfall. Harmon trying for the steal in there. A double dribble is the call. Strange. 2:45 on the clock. 10-7 in favor of Afton. So it's Palmer who dribbled down and then stopped. And inside to Bowerly. Nice play. Sort of a possum play. Foul will go against Kyle Hinman, his first and the third on Afton. I say a possum play because Palmer literally stopped dribbling, and as nobody was moving, suddenly Bowerly was free with a slide step, drew the foul. And he'll cash in his first point of the night. It's 10-8 with 2:34 left. Bowerly's second shot. The senior is up and good. So the Bobcats, 3-for-4, free throw shooting in the early going. That's as many shots as Afton had from the line all of last game on Tuesday. Decker down to the block for Hinman, and then a give and go. Decker cut down the lane. Hinman got the pass right back to him, and he got hit on the shin possibly, or the thigh. He's walking it off. He'll be taking, no, they would say it will not be a free throw. Bowerly with a foul. They go corner to Decker. Decker losing his balance, trying to salvage it. It did go out of bounds off of Gronowski, who's back in the ballgame for Bainbridge-Guilford. Pass out to Parsons. Now to wide open Westfall on the right block. It's good. James Westfall with his first basket. So the inside shots are falling a little better right now for the Crimson Knights, who maintain a three-point lead at 12-9 with 2:12 left first quarter. All right, Bowerly looking into Butcher for the inbound. Now Palmer, a little sloppy out there. Afton playing, trying to figure what they're playing, and I guess we'll have a break in which to do that. Greg Warren calls the timeout. It's a coach's timeout. 2:05 left first quarter. 12-9 our score. Afton on top of BG. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
Bainbridge-Guilford comes out of the timeout, looking to attack the basket, and Palmer's going to drive in and stumble around with a shot. No good, almost a tap-in. That was a prayer more than anything. Now it's James Westfall sprinting down court to catch up to the loose ball that goes out of bounds on Afton's end, so it'll be Bainbridge-Guilford's ball yet again after they had passed it around a while, and Corbin Palmer drove that left side again. He is a left-hander, so that's his strong side. Afton so far has not defended that very well. Palmer fakes the drive, goes off to Butcher on the right wing. Inside is Gronowski. He just comes up short on that little jump hook. And a rebounding foul on Bowerly, I believe. Nope, that is going to go on Gronowski. Okay. It's either 1-2 or 2-1. You never know when the official's putting those fingers up, which he mean, which one he means. All right, so Joe Shearer checks back into the action. He replaces James Westfall, and here comes talk about your football pass to Matt Olin. Goes up and is called for the travel. Oh, my goodness. Afton had a touchdown pass waiting to happen, metaphorically speaking, of course. Olin caught the ball, but it was pretty well defended, and then the travel call. Ouch. 12-9, though. Afton still leads. Palmer, top of the key, drives to the foul line, knocks Olin over, no call. Inside Gronowski, he misses, and I think a foul will be called, and that's going to be on Matt Olin. And that's Matt's first, and he raised his hand 70s style. For those that don't know, used to be the rule was when you got called for a foul, you raised one hand and one hand only so that the scorers at the table knew who the foul was on. That hasn't happened for 25, 30 years at least, but Matt Olin's a little old school there, and he obliged. Thank you, Matt. All right, more substitutions. Olin will come out, replaced now by Austin Tickner, number 15. Meanwhile, Gronowski made the first of two free throws. The second one is short, and the rebound to Hinman. So the Bobcats keeping in this game because of free throws. Oh, Ricky Parsons, a mental blunder there. He saw Shearer up court. Shearer didn't see him. A little double clutch there with 1:01 to go in the first quarter. 12-10. All right, a give and a go back to Bowerly for three, and our lead has changed again with Austin Bowerly hitting his first field goal of the night. Gives him five. Here comes Decker against the press. Nice bounce pass to Parsons. Harmon got his hand on it, and then they tried for and Butcher wound up with the basketball. Eventually, there's Palmer driving hard on the left side and gets it to go with a right hand. 7 points for Palmer, and suddenly it's 15-12. Decker for three. Made five the other night. This one was way off the mark, but rebounded by Tickner. Going out is Parsons for three. He missed it. Again, a long outlet pass. Parsons is going to get back there in time to steal it. 17 seconds to go. Brings it up over half court to the right side. Cross-court pass to Decker. Just evades the steal. Decker, 16-footer. It's around the rim. No good. Battle for the ball. It is Bowerly. Long pass up ahead to Butcher. He's got time, and the layup is good at the buzzer, right before the buzzer. Lucas Butcher and the high-powered Bainbridge-Guilford offense comes in the last minute. They score seven unanswered eight unanswered points and lead the first quarter 17-12. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports. CDO.
Well, it was a fast-moving first quarter, which we always like. Don't like a lot of delays and whistles, and the refs did let them play. Six fouls called in all. Bainbridge-Guilford attacking the basket much more ferociously that second part, the second half of the first quarter, scoring eight unanswered to lead 17-12 as we start the second quarter. Afton with the basketball. Mitch Decker going to Joe Scheer, right back to Decker. He thought about a three, then kept dribbling. And by that time, the defense caught up. Still in that 2-3 zone for Bainbridge Guilford. Pass down low to Matt Olin, and a give and go to Scheer. And Joe Scheer has scored twice off of nice passes from teammates. There's Corbin Palmer for three. Way off the mark, and the ball comes bounds out to Decker. Mitch Decker driving hard. Oh, nice pass off to Parsons for two. And it looks like James Westfall underneath the Bainbridge Guilford basket is down for the count, but the officials apparently let the play go on with Parsons getting a nice feed from Mitch Decker. 8 points for Parsons, but James Westfall is down, and he's really not moving, shaking his head a little bit. Stay here for just a little bit. Dick Wynans is out there. And one of the officials, I am trying to recap the action in my head just to find out where that would have come from. What had happened to set up the fast break basket for Afton was that Corbin Palmer, after the basket by Scheer, Palmer came down and quickly sent a shot flailing from the left wing, a three-pointer, and it caromed off the backboard. It never touched the rim. Decker pretty much caught it on the bounce and kept going and then dished off to Parsons for the layup. So somewhere in that carom, there was a collision. And if it was with an Afton person, they're not saying. If it's with a Bainbridge Guilford person, they're not feeling it. But James Westfall is definitely down. So we're going to take a break. 7:19 to go in the second quarter. Afton's two baskets have brought it back to 17-16. Bobcats lead by one. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Paper or plastic? Boxers or briefs? Plasma or LCD?
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, we're back. The court has been cleared of the injured player, James Westfall, who did walk out off the court under his own power, which is always a good thing to see. He has a bag of ice up on his noggin, and it looks like that's where it happened, probably hitting somebody's shoulder or something. And we hope that he's all right. He's been replaced in the lineup. And not sure if he's going to get back yet or not. Joe Scheer, Kyle Hinman in the game now for him. Corbin Palmer passing over to Luke Butcher as the shot clock winds to 20. Inside Bowerly, shovel pass to Gronowski, missed it. And a follow-up by Harmon. And I said Gronowski, I meant Michael Carlin. And the shot no good. Offensive foul is called on Afton. Now I got to remember who made that. Carlin missed it. I think Bowerly put it in. Oh, goodness. I saw it, and then I blanked right out. 6:40 to go, second quarter. High post. Bowerly to Butcher. No good. Ripped down by Matt Olin. to Rick Parsons. So 19-16, long pass to Shear. Nobody had him down underneath, and Shear, who couldn't put the ball in the ocean the other night, relatively speaking, has three baskets all in close tonight. There is a follow-up by Mike Carlin. An answer for that quick basket was Carlin hitting a two-pointer. 21-18. And I'd said Nick Gronowski before. He is now in the game, replacing Michael Carlin. And it's 21-18. BG's ball. Harmon inside the 3 points this time. Missed it. Olin with another defensive rebound. Up to Shear again. And the guy is now officially on fire. Long pass. Nicely done from Parsons all the way down to Shear underneath. And it's 21-20. Butcher on the right wing. Back out to Palmer. He's open, but he's going to drive in against Olin. Puts it up. Misses. He's taking a tumble every time he shot that drive. And there's been no call offensive nor call defensive. This time the ball just goes out of bounds off an Afton player. Bowerly to Harmon to Butcher. Now coming around on the play is Bowerly for three. Missed it. Oh, follow up for Butcher. No good. Missed left side. Olin with a rebound. That's three in a row for Matt Olin. 21-20. Afton a give and go. Decker and Olin worked the give and go at half court to beat the press. There's a drive for Parsons, and he scores off the pass from Hinman. Rick Parsons with a game-high 10 points, and we've changed the lead again. Three-point attempt up for Bowerly, and it hits dead spot off the back of the rim and goes in. Bowerly's second three-pointer, and it's 24-22 to the five-minute mark we go of the first half. 24-22 BG, got a good game here. Parsons driving in on Butcher, and the foul out on the floor before the shot. Parsons had made the shot, but that's not going to go. And this will be, and again, it's on the floor. These Afton just does not get to the free throw line. Joe Shearer comes out. Ben Shearer comes in, 5'10 junior. So Butcher's first foul. Inbounds pass to Parsons. Lost track of it, and the ball is free. Palmer gets it for Bainbridge Guilford. Down the court he comes. And a blocking call, which might be because two guys were trying to take the offensive. And they might be calling it on Mitch Decker, who's probably going to be coming out of the game because that's his third foul. Palmer has driven down there with reckless abandon, and this will be the first time he actually gets to shoot free throws because of it and makes the shot. He's got 8 points. Like a timeout for Afton. They're going to have to, they're changing their offensive strategy without Mitch Decker in the game. 25-22 BG, 4:47 to go. It's a short timeout. Afton trailing by three. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, well, Afton and Bainbridge Guilford, I should say, put on a good show so far. A lot more offense than we're used to seeing. 4:47 to go in the first half, 25-22 BG. Corbin Palmer, who was 2 for 3, trying to finish that series up. He missed a second time. So just 2 for 4 from the line for Palmer, but he did draw a Mitch Decker third foul, and that is going to be crucial for Afton as they are now lacking their biggest offensive threat. Now, that being said, Decker's only got 2 points tonight. There's a pass that goes out of bounds. That'll be intended for Hinman, but it was flicked off the hand of Austin Bowerly, I believe. So Matt Olin will inbounds. Olin, Parsons, Ben Shear on the left corner, gets the inbounds pass, still a zone defense. Oh, my goodness. A ricochet pass for Parsons. He was looking for Hinman down below. It went off the backboard. Palmer drives in against Ben Shearer. And Palmer, this time not reckless abandon, controlled drive, to say the least. And he now has a team-high 10 points, trying to make it 11 with a foul on Shearer, his first. Seven team fouls on Afton, three of them belonging to Mitch Decker. Just three fouls called on Bainbridge Guilford. And Palmer will make the three-point play. He's got 11. Rick Parsons leads the Afton Crimson Knights with 10. Oh, Parsons, dangerous place to stop. Olin inside to Hinman, and Hinman looks like he will finally get Afton to the line tonight. Remember, they only shot two shot fouls on Tuesday night. That was one of the reasons they did not get the win. 4:10 to play, and Hinman will miss the first one. The foul, by the way, was on Nick Granowski, his second. So Hinman, who is scoreless tonight, misses the first one. Second one is good. 28-23. Five-point lead for the Bobcats, who keep it outside. Palmer looks to the right for Butcher, drives in, a little pass to Granowski, and it looks like Nick's going to get a two-shot free throw gift himself, as he and Bowerly actually went for the ball about the same time. A little mix-up. Foul called on Matt Olin. Well, and Afton simply does not have the players, the depth, to be getting into foul trouble, that's for sure. They've only got eight players. Shot is up, no good. Or actually, Granowski got the shot to drop. I thought I saw the net tickle just a little bit. So he got the basket, but not the free throw. Driving in the other side, Butcher misses. And Parsons will bring the ball up, trailing by seven. Long pass up ahead to Hinman. Hinman to Ben Shearer. He'll take a 10-footer, partially blocked by Bowerly. Again, breaking long is Butcher, and too far on the pass by Harmon this time. Sloppy play on the Bobcats' part. Tickner will come in replacing Matt Olin. 3:28 to go first half, 30-23 in favor of Bainbridge Guilford. Afton had a five-point deficit at the end of the first quarter. It actually came back to take the lead. There's Tickner with a shot. Misses, gets his own rebound. Goes back to Parsons, driving the lead. A little soft. Can Shearer save it? Yes, he does, but it's saved into the hands of Palmer. Down to Harmon. Harmon's going to drive in against Shearer, and Shearer did enough defensively to break up the shot. Now it's Ben Shearer on the other side with a fast break layup attempt. He's hit by Butcher. And again, it's non-shooting. Butcher with his second foul. Luca Jr., second year in the starting lineup. So Joe and Ben Shearer are in there together. Granowski comes back in the ballgame. And Afton inbounds with under 3 minutes to go. 30-23, they trail. Starting to get into some foul trouble. Parsons to Joe Shearer. Over to Ben Shearer on the left side against this 2-3 zone. Joe, looking for somebody, goes to Parsons. Parsons elbow jump shot off the glass, too hard, no good. Shearer trying to follow up, and Bowerly sends it into the mats on the end. So fresh clock, and Joe to inbound to Hinman. Nice bounce pass to Parsons. He got tripped. And I think there's going to be a foul called on Ben Shearer. That will be the last one-and-one situation that BG will enjoy here, and that'll be Austin Bowerly at the line. So Bowerly with 10, Corbin Palmer with 11 so far. Brooks Harmon has not scored, and he also has not shot too much in the last 5 minutes. So here's Bowerly with a one-and-one. Second foul on Shearer. It is short. Battle for the rebound. That's going to be a foul on Granowski, his third. So of the six fouls, half of those belong to senior Gronowski. He'll be replaced by Michael Carlin, who got the start and played 56 seconds before being replaced by Gronowski. And then 40 seconds later, the substitution, they switched back. 2:24 to go first half, 30-23. A little bit stagnant on the points for now. Ben Shear to Parsons, driving in. Little pass to Tickner. It's off the rim, no good. And on the fly comes Harmon. Harmon up the right side, passes to Palmer. Shot a little wild, no good. Harmon with a rebound. The turnaround is short. And the ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Afton. Fresh 35-second clock for shooting for Bainbridge Guilford. They won't need it. Oh, Ben Shear reaches across and knocks the inbounds pass out of bounds. Nice alert play there. So Palmer has to come over to the far side underneath BG's basket. Palmer lost it way up there for Butcher. Butcher a dribble over to Brooks Harmon for three. No, off the back of the rim. Butcher rebounds on that long carom. Oh, nice pass inside. Beautiful pass from Butcher to Michael Carlin. One of the best plays of the night. Give and go to Tickner. Tickner's going to be called for travel. After doing some give and go against this zone, it's worked sometimes. They've gotten their better shots inside than they did Tuesday night. Harmon back out to Palmer for Bainbridge Guilford. Afton still in their zone. High post and a loose ball. Ben Shear with a steal. Now it's a loose ball. He's got to pick it up. Gives it to Parsons. They maintain possession. Parsons for three, long from the left side. Off the back of the rim. And save to Joe Shear to Ben Shear. Missed it. Ah, tough shooting there for Afton. Harmon rebounds for the Bobcats. A minute 12 to play. Palmer spots up, shoots for three, misses. Rebound, Ricky Parsons. A minute 5 to go in the half. Well, a 9-point advantage right now for Bainbridge Guilford. Hinman, foul line jump shot, good. Kyle Hinman with his first bucket. He's got 3 points, 32-25, 53 seconds to go. Inside, Harmon a little too hard. Good pass from Palmer. Rebound by Tyler Johnson, who's in the game. But he misses. And this one's going to be a third on Shear. So Coach Dick Winans has two players with three fouls and one with two. And with a cast of eight players, you can't tell your kids not to be aggressive, but 46.6 seconds to go. The shot, it's a two-shot given for Butcher, who misses the first one. He's got 4 points in the game, both baskets in the second quarter or first quarter. Second shot is no good. Tapped up, and it's Joe Shear off to Rick Parsons. Parsons throws it down for Ben Shear, who has to save it because it was almost out of bounds. Back to Joe Shear. Parsons looking top of the key. Off to Joe Shear. Now Hinman. Hinman dumps it off to Ben Shear. Off the glass, no good. Tickner cannot save it. It's out of bounds. A little wild and untamed there for Afton, who could have gotten it down to 5 points had they scored. 25 seconds to go. The shot clock turned off. Palmer, quick pass to Butcher. Back top of the key. Palmer driving in again. Stop and pop. Off to the left side. Rebound Tickner. 14 seconds to go. Parsons to Joe Shear. Shear to Parsons. 7 seconds to go. Loose ball. Parsons shoots at the foul line. It's off the rim. It's going to go out of bounds with 1.1 seconds to go. And we'll see. I think there's a difference of opinion with the two officials. And if they give this to Afton, they got a legit shot here. Yes, they will give it to Afton. The trail official said no, it was tipped away by Bainbridge Guilford. 1 second to go. They go lofting it in for Hinman, and it just wasn't going to work. 32-25. We've got some offense here tonight. We got some foul trouble, but we've had some good action between local rivals Bainbridge Guilford and Afton. The Bobcats lead the Crimson Knights 32-25. We'll be back with Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, which tonight will focus on the Fall Sport Mid-State Athletic Conference Scholar Athletes. That's all coming up as you're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
And back to halftime for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by the fine folks at Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for 85 years. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. EAT. Our score stands at 32-25. Bainbridge Guilford got off to a slow start, put it into Cruz, and had a very up-tempo approach to the ball game. I think that's basically their approach all the way. And put the pedal to the metal and scored from being, let's see, they were down 12-9. They scored 8 in a row at the end of the first half to lead 17-12. And then Afton came back by hitting a series of inside shots, took a lead of 23-22. And then Bainbridge Guilford, again, went crazy and got it up to 32. They didn't even start the halftime clock. I'm offended. Now we don't know what's going to happen. But I do know that this scoring leaders for Bainbridge Guilford are Corbin Palmer with 11 points. Not so hot from the free throw line as he's accustomed to. He is 3-for-5. That's not too bad, but and he's gotten to the line more than anybody else. Austin Bowerly has 10 points, including 2 3-pointers. Luke Butcher has 4 points. Same with Michael Carlin. all starters. Nick Gronowski has 3 points, including one for three from the line. So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They were 2 for 7 in that quarter from the line, and that really is what's giving them the lead. They are 6 for 13 from the free throw line, which is abominable, less than 50%. But they do have 2 3-pointers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they have 10 2-pointers for their 32 points. For Afton, their leading scorer, Mitch Decker, is in foul trouble with 3 fouls, and he's been held to 2 points. Meanwhile, Joe Shearer, who had such a struggling time on Tuesday putting the ball in from in close, made 3 in a row in the second quarter. He's got 8 points. Ricky Parsons hit 2 3-pointers and back-to-back shots in the first quarter. He's got 10 points. Kyle Hinman has a basket and a free throw for 3. Mitch Decker, as I said, has 2, and James Westphal has 2, but James went out early in the second quarter with an apparent blow to the head. I don't know if we would call it a concussion or not. He got up and walked off the court after a little bit of time on the floor, so we hope that he's going to be all right. So 6 field goals in that quarter, by the way. 1 for 2 from the line is it. So there are 25 points. It includes 2 3-pointers and 1 for 2 from the foul line. All right. Mid-State Athletic Conference posts their season-by-season scholar-athlete awards. Each team gets represented by one person with the highest average. And eventually, while we don't have that information now, eventually teams can get New York State Scholar Athlete Team Awards as well. But right now we'll concentrate on the individuals from our local sports. We'll start with Afton with Joe DeVona getting it for cross country. Julia Knapp for the girls cross country. Tanya Hatton for field hockey, Jesse Dedman for boys soccer, Maria Andrews for volleyball, and Katie Barber also for volleyball. Looks like there might have been a tie there. Congratulations to them. For Bainbridge Guilford, it's Jolynn Lasik for cheerleading, Cole Webb for football, Tim Parsons for golf, Delray Canfield for boys soccer, and Kylie O'Hara for girls soccer. Congratulations to all of those student athletes. For Harpersville, Tessa Brown for cheerleading, Dan Villano for cross-country boys, Savannah Murray for cross-country girls, Miranda Congdon for field hockey, Logan Dietzman for football, Alec Peterson for golf, and Melissa McLaughlin for volleyball. Nice job, Harpersville Hornets. For the Sydney Warriors, Nicole Smith for field hockey, Robert Bidwell for football, Jonathan Gorshak for golf, Kwong Hing Chen for boys soccer, Riley Jinung for girls soccer, Jillian Hornbeck for girls tennis, and Jillian Young for volleyball. And I'll put in a kudos for the tennis team, as knowing as a parent of a Sydney tennis player and Sydney student, we noticed that there were 17 girls on the team. I think 15 made at least honor roll, and I think 12 of those made high honor or superintendent's list. So they could very well be a New York State Scholar Athlete team. In fact, I can almost guarantee it. For Unitigo, Joel Van Alstein got it for football, Alex White for boys soccer, Katrina Clark for girls soccer, and Hannah Bohacek, I don't know if I'm saying that right, for volleyball. Congratulations to our 5 area schools for the Mid-State Athletic Conference Scholar Athlete Awards. There was a game last night in the Mid-State Athletic Conference for local teams, and again, this was one that was thrown together. There was no notification of scheduling changes, but apparently Sydney played at Green last night, had a lead of 29-26 with 2:44 to go in the game, and then Green blew past them and won 37-33, despite shooting only 10 for 30 from the foul line. Sydney was impressive from the line, 75%, 9 for 12. Kelsey Decker had 15 points, including 2 3-pointers and 5 for 6 free throw shooting. And Brianna McLennan had 10 points. So 25 of the 33 points scored by those two young ladies. Sydney girls will play at the Penny Saver Tournament starting tomorrow and ending up on Saturday. We will get our first look at them a week from tonight when the Lady Warriors host the Lady Warriors of Walton. All right, so looks like we'll take our final break of the half, and when we come back, we'll see if Afton can get it back and get look like James Westfall, by the way, is down there talking to his mom and dad. I see his dad, who used to play at Unitico many years ago, and Israel Lormer, and I think the mom's down there too. So hopefully James is going to be all right, and they'll be at full strength for the second half. So 2 minutes before we start the second half, Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report, live Tri-Town High School basketball with our score. Bainbridge Gopher 32, Afton 25. It's boys action on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDL and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
When you go to a local ball game or a school concert or play, you're supporting your children and your community. When you give to the local hospital fundraising and other local charitable groups, you're contributing to the quality of all our lives. Right beside you, you'll find our member owners and our credit union's resources working for the life we live and helping to make it better. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Final minute as the kids are warming up. The boys are warming up down there. A couple of public service notes that I do want to pass along, especially being at Bainbridge Guilford. I think it's appropriate. Number one is the benefit coming up on Sunday afternoon at the Sydney Moose Lodge. If you've listened to the local sports at any time from 1987 through 2005, you remember the Sydney Federal Credit Union Athlete of the Week. And one of those wrestlers from Bainbridge Guilford Afton team was Greg Eggleston. Greg has three boys who are also on the wrestling program at Bainbridge Guilford, and lost everything, his home, possessions, everything in a fire a few weeks ago. They're going to hold a benefit at the Sydney Moose Lodge this Sunday from 1 to 6. There will be a spaghetti dinner at 3. Musical entertainment live by Jason Wicks. And I think Jason was close to Greg in age, too, as a Bainbridge Guilford student. But they are going to have quite a time there, so lots of door prizes, raffles, 50-50, the whole bit. And also the ABC Center for Performing Arts will be right here at Bainbridge Guilford School for their 22nd annual holiday showcase, which the only admission for you is a non-perishable food item. That starts at 2 o'clock here at Bainbridge Guilford Auditorium on Saturday. So a couple of public service things to throw in there for needy folks, the food pantry, and also for the Greg Eggleston family. All right, we're back live for the second half. 15 seconds into the possession, so at least they helped me get done with my sentences. Bainbridge Guilford now takes a shot with Corbin Palmer, getting blocked by Kyle Hinman. Hinman gets the start in the second half, replacing James Westfall. I think they're going to keep Westfall out of the game at this point. And right now, they go underneath. Olin with a behind-the-back pass to Kyle Hinman, and Hinman shuffled his feet, and I don't know if he's mad at the call or mad at himself, but that was a behind-the-back bounce pass by Matt Olin. Couldn't be any nicer. And that's what I mean about the freshman being a raw project. Those are the kind of things that when you've got the good court sets, you know how to get up and down without shuffling the feet. So Afton losing a prime opportunity after a block shot by Hinman on that travel call. So Mitch Decker is in there with three fouls, as we know. The bounce pass loses steam because it got deflected somewhere. Austin Bowley with a recovery. Game's been going on for a little over a minute with no score to add to our halftime total. Palmer driving in the lane, and he got his shot blocked, but apparently, according to the official, there was a foul as part of it. So Palmer at the line. So obviously with his ability to drive to the basket, that is why he is getting all the free throw shots that he is. And Hinman, Kyle Hinman now with his second foul. And the shot for Palmer is good. He's got a game high, 12 points. 4 for 6 from the foul line so far. Second shot is good. Got the Baker's dozen, 13. So it's Decker, Olin, Parsons, Joe Shear, and Kyle Hinman. Olin at the foul line off the to the left side, rebounded by Shear as he passed it back. Butcher leaped in the air and intercepted it. Nice play defensively by Lucas Butcher. Shot from the left side, three-pointer. Brooks Harmon, who was mighty quiet on the first half, gets a three to go. And it's opened up to a 12-point lead, 37-25, 6:17 to go, third quarter. Afton needing to get some sort of momentum here to stay in this ball game because BG will put the pedal to the metal. Underneath, Olin kicks it out to Parsons. Three-pointer, long range, missed it. Rebound, Bowerly, and looks like a foul on Afton somewhere, and Bowerly went down as a result of that contact. And the official will stop the clock to see if he's okay. So something about that left side of the gym. Could be a contact. Are they looking for a contact, or is it a bloody nose? Nope, they get the towel out. Must be a bloody nose. And I don't know if they cited the foul. Oh, yep, yes they did. Matt Olin gets his third. 6:01 to go. Now Austin gets up, and I think he said, wipe the blood up over here and here. When I remember in the early 90s when the AIDS scare first really came out, of course Magic Johnson being part of that, they came up with a new rule as to how to get rid of the blood, and whoever did it had to put gloves on, and it was quite a process. Now they're simply getting cleanser out. And I think, yep, there's Izzy Lorimer doing it all tonight. Announcer and medic as he helped James Westfall get up off the floor. And now he's wiping up the blood caused by the nose bleed of Austin Bowerly. We still have 6:01 to go. Tomorrow night we'll be back here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Hopefully there won't be any blood or concussions when the girls take on the BG Bobcat girls take on the Afton Lady Knights. We're off to a 3-1 start. Bobcats are 0-3. And it looks like things are ship-shape, 37-25. So Afton has Mitch Decker, Rick Parsons, Austin Tickner, Kyle Hinman, and Joe Shear on the floor. Van Olin stepping out with his third foul. Looks like Tyler Johnson's checked back into the ballgame for Bainbridge-Guilford. He's there with Mike Carlin, Luke Butcher, Corbin Palmer, and Brooks Harmon. Harmon has on the left side, almost stolen by Parsons. Both teams playing the zone the entire time tonight. Butcher driving on a block shot by Hinman. Oh, my God. Now Hinman and Johnson tangled up, and Hinman comes down hurt. Looks like his elbow hit the floor. But he's grinning. I don't know if he's grimacing or grinning. I'm not sure. There's a fine line between the two, but this far up, I really can't tell. No, he's jogging down to the other side. Afton really can't lose anybody else. 5:42, and they let the ball roll for Parsons to pick it up and get it right back to Mitch Decker. Decker through a double team. Back out to Parsons for three. It's good. Rick Parsons. Quick flick up there and gets his third three-pointer to go. Makes it 37-28. Butcher across to the left side for Harmon. Now Palmer back to Butcher for three on the right side, and he matches the three. Butcher with his first tray of the night. He's got 7 points, 39-28, 5:12 to go, third quarter. Picking up the offense a bit now. Joe Shear, cross court to Decker, almost stolen away. Decker, good hands though when he gets the ball, when he has to go up to get the ball in a crowd. Hinman, turnaround is good. Kyle Hinman showing what he is capable of. 39-30. Butcher to Palmer. And now it's Johnson from the foul line. Missed long. hustling in to get the rebound is Harmon. It was a long rebound that nobody pursued. Butcher left side three-pointer again, and he's got it. Back-to-back three-pointers. And that prompts Dick Winans, coach of Afton, to call a timeout. It's a 12-point lead for Bainbridge Guilford, 42-30. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, we are back to the action, and based on the score being 42-30, that means 10 points have been scored. Luke Butcher and Brooks Harmon made threes. That last shot by Butcher apparently was a two, so that makes the addition correct, and Butcher now with 9 points instead of 10. Afton with the ball coming out of that timeout, 42-30. There goes Decker inside, off the glass hard, and he gets it to go. Mitch Decker now with 4 points, well below his average, but if he can turn it on, Afton gets back in this game. They trail by 10. It's just one quick streak away. Inside is a shot by Granowski that misses. Oh, lost ball by Shearer. He had it in his hands and somehow lost it. BG gets it back. Top of the key for Johnson. Johnson back out to Palmer. Palmer, the spin move, too short in there. Tip in by Palmer. He tipped in his own miss. 15 points for Corbin Palmer, 44-32. The turnaround by Hinman. This time no good. He had a turnaround on the left baseline. This time one in the middle of the block. It just fell off. That'll be a foul on Rick Parsons, but that's only one on Rick. Afton definitely getting called for more fouls. Nobody in foul trouble for BG except Nick Granowski with three. At the elbow to Palmer. Palmer driving in, Parsons nearly a steal. Butcher helped save it for Bainbridge Guilford. 18 on the shot clock for the Bobcats. Butcher to the right for Palmer, sets up for three, but it's short. Rebound open there, Ben Shearer with it. Here comes Decker up the center of the court for Afton. The zone spread way out there to greet Decker over half court. Parsons just short on his right wing shot. Gets a pass from Tickner. Shot was partially blocked, releasing his Butcher. He's open for the layup. He's got it. Butcher with 11 points, 46-32. The lead has grown to 14, the largest of the game. Decker stops and pops, and it's off the mark. Rebound. Oh, wide open again is going to be Butcher. There's nobody back on defense. And Butcher scores again. He's got 13, and it's up to a 16-point lead. Full timeout asked for by Coach Dick Winans. There's a defensive assignment that's getting missed constantly for Afton. They're going to have to stop that. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. Howe's Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Sabres Guilford Bobcats lead 48-32 against their neighbors to the south, the Afton Crimson Knights. Afton has stuck around in this game despite some rough shooting and a lot of foul trouble and a concussion that spelled James Westfall from playing in this game, so a lot of things going against Afton right now, but they're still in this. Hinman with a turnaround jump shot. Oh, and it just falls off the rim. Fight for the ball. Hinman gets it, and he puts it back up, and it's short again. This time the defense is back, though, so there won't be a fast break until Bowerly drives down and unloads to Butcher, who gets another 2 points. Got 15. 50-32, and the lead grows to 18. Nice play by Austin Bowerly, by the way. Fast break of a different kind. Decker goes to Hinman. Kicks it out to Parsons for three. It's going to be short. Hinman just lost the rebound. Bowerly gets it instead. Off to Palmer, left side. Nice little hesitation move, and Decker slaps the ball away from behind with his long arms. And Matt Olin will come back in. He's got three fouls, as does Mitch Decker. Tickner will come out of the game. Looks like Joe Shearer is going to come right back in. He has no fouls. Inbound to Bowerly. Wide open is Butcher. Not this time. Rebound. Hinman and Palmer battling. They tapped it up about four times. And instead of a possession arrow, Mitch Decker called the timeout. A minute 17 to go. I did not discuss the places we were going to be on WCDO Sports in the next, tomorrow, of course, but there's also next week, and now all I have to do is find the correct sheet that will explain all of that. I know there are three games next week. I know that it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I believe Wednesday, if I've memorized it, maybe I've memorized it. Wednesday, I believe, is Oxford at Unitigo. That's a 7:30 start, give or take, as we say. That'll be our first look at the boys of Unitigo. And Oxford could be a good battle for the Unitigo team. Thursday night will be Walton at Sydney Girls. That's a 7:15 scheduled start. And then Unitigo at BG right here. That could be a really good game. A 7:30 scheduled start, and then a week after that, we'll be back to Bainbridge Guilford again for the finals of the Girls Kozelski Tournament, one of the longest-running girls basketball tournaments in all of Central New York. All right, a minute 17 to go, 50-32. Afton now trailing by the largest margin of 18 points in this ballgame. They last had the lead at 23-22, and they spread the offense on a 1-3-1. Combating a 3-2 zone defense. Mitch Decker gets through traffic, can't hit the jump shot. Rebound by Matt Olin. Olin steps on the line as he's trying to get around for a reverse layup. But he's called on the end line. So, final minute of the third quarter. Palmer and Butcher playing pass and catch back and forth at the guard position. Now underneath, oh, a backdoor pass for Bowerly. Misses the layup in there. And there's going to be a hold called on Brooks Harmon. BG really can't argue too much about any of the calls against them. They've only gotten called for 8 fouls, I think, total. So nobody's in trouble. Tyler Johnson, or Nick Granowski, has three. Nobody else with more than two. So 26 seconds to go. Will BG get the last shot off? Butcher to Palmer, left side, driving in again. He's caught in a crowd. And let's see what happens. A kick? Oh, no, they're going to call a foul on Parsons, it looks like. That'll be his second. Lost the pass to Johnson. Blocked by Decker. Ball is free, and oh, my God, Johnson knocks Parsons down, and they simply stay out of bounds. Here we go, 15 seconds to go. Parsons walks it up the court, so it'll be Afton with the last shot, most likely. Decker, oh, poor bounce pass, but it was kicked by Lucas Butcher. 6 seconds to go. Afton gets another crack at it. A two or a three, either way, it's going to be long. So Hinman right back to Decker. 4 seconds to go. Long three-pointer, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Harmon, and he'll just hold on to it for the end of the quarter. So another good offensive display by Bainbridge Guilford. They score in bunches. They put 18 on the board, and they lead by 18, 50-32 going into the final quarter. Stick around. Fourth quarter action coming up. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831. For Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
50 points for Bainbridge Guilford and 32 for Afton as we head into the fourth quarter with BG taking the ball with their four of their five starters in there. Brooks Harmon launches for three and misses with Matt Olin getting another defensive rebound. Most likely leads the Afton team in that category on the defensive side anyway. I think Kyle Hinman has the offensive lead for rebounds. Around a screen by Hinman is Mitch Decker. To the top of the key, or the top of the foul line there for Hinman. Hinman then passes to the outlet. And it looks like a block. Parsons might even get to the line. Yes! Corbin Palmer gets cited for his first foul, and Parsons, he's going to, remember, they've got games tomorrow night and Saturday and Monday and Tuesday. So, Parsons misses the first one. He leads the Afton team with 13 points. Gets the second one to go. He's got 14. Varsity high this year. Oh, goodness. Parsons now with a foul against Palmer. Whether it's retribution or not, I don't know. I don't even want to start to think about that. But that's his third foul. Fifth team foul on Afton. Whoa, Palmer wasn't looking for the inbounds. Good reaction time, though, to get it. He and Butcher are still the two guards. Got Harmon, got Bowerly, and now got Tyler Johnson, who's got the ball. The turnaround is soft. Rebound, Harmon puts it in. Harmon, right place at the right time. He's got 5 points. Hard to airball a little six-footer, but I think he was just trying to touch it, get the touch going, and Palmer incites Mitch Decker to lose the ball over by the exit doors on that far side. Palmer up the center this time instead of on the wing. Butcher back to Palmer. Right back to Butcher, driving baseline, and a shot blocked, but two guys were at it at the same time. see who the foul's on. And it's going to be Matt Olin. His fourth. And Greg Warren wants a timeout. Team's got a 19-point lead and a timeout on the floor. Afton trailing 52-33 to the host BG Bobcats. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
All right, guys. Ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Ooh, no. Very green.
The simple joy of big news. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, we have a new leading score for Bainbridge Guilford as Lucas Butcher just cashed in two free throws, and the lead grows to 21 points now for the Bobcats. Kyle Hinman with a fairly decent-looking shot from the foul line, but it just missed. And here comes Harmon down in transition, blocked by Hinman. 6:28 to go, so we got a ways to go. How high will the score end up? But right now you got to think not getting injured is the key for these Bobcats, because they've got a pretty comfortable lead right now. Palmer for three, missed short, rebound Mitch Decker, and a blocking call on Palmer as he tries to beat Mitch Decker to the spot, but Decker was already there. Palmer's second foul. Not one and one. Joe Shearer, Mitch Decker, Matt Olin, Kyle Hinman, and Rick Parsons on the floor for Afton. Looks like Parsons and Bowerly are talking to each other. I'm sure they're friends. Mitch Decker, the jump stop off to Olin. Can't hit the layup. Boy, that was a nice play by Decker. 54-33, 6 minutes to go. Butcher, right baseline is good. I'm sure, I don't know the exact, I've got 19 points down for Luke Butcher, and I see that 15 of those are in the second half. That must be a career high for him. And he's a junior, so he's fitting in real well on this game. Decker for three, going to be short, but I think he gets three at the line. So some sloppy play going on by both sides, I would think. With a now it's a 23-point spread. Oh, they're going to say Palmer. Going to say Palmer got it, and Bowerly was the one who raised his hand, huh? So Decker at the line to shoot three. He has not had the best offensive night, and, of course, part of that was the fact that he had foul trouble early on. Second shot is good. Got it back now with five. Ben Shearer comes in for Joe Shearer for Afton, 5:37 to go. And the third shot of this triumvirate is good. 6 points for Decker. So it's still Palmer and Butcher and Harmon and Bowerly, and Johnson's been in there quite a while for BG. Palmer to the right side for Butcher, back up top of the key, beyond that, way beyond the arc. 2-3 zone defense by Afton. They're marking Harmon. Palmer lost it up there for Bowerly, and he didn't hit the reverse. He went up and under. He chose to come down with it. That's going to be all for Matt Olin. He's fouled out again, this time with no points to show for it. And it'll be Austin Tickner coming in for Afton. I was a little surprised because with the patience that Bainbridge Guilford showed, and that might be part of what Greg Warren is doing. He said, let's work on the clock and getting a really, really good shot, not being in a hurry because we've got this game pretty much in the bag. Bowerly makes the first shot, his first point of the second half by my stats. He's got 11. But Corbin Palmer saw Bowerly cut to the basket, hit him with a beautiful pass. Had Bowerly stayed in the air, it would have been easy lay-in from the right side, but he chose to catch it, come down, and go up and under. And just from this angle, it looked like he would have been better served by just putting it up from that lead pass. Of course, if he was 6'7 and the ball gets like that, he'd slam dunk it. All right, looks like Bowerly is done for the night. And I think with 5 minutes to go, the subs are going to start pouring in. Parsons tries a three and missed it. And it wasn't the best planned shot because it fell far short of the basket. 4:51 to play. So I think Coach Greg Warren's going to start to show some attrition on these starters and let the subs get some playing time. Harmon thought about a three, didn't take it. Now it's Johnson back outside Palmer. Butcher is open, but Harmon will take it. 4-3, and it's good. Now Harmon's getting the stroke down. His second three-pointer of the night. He's got 8 points, and it's now 60-35. So it really was a good ball game to the late portion of, or the middle portion of the third quarter when BG scored about 10 in a row. Decker trying to do a little bit too much himself. Stolen away by Brooks Harmon. He's going to go up. Parsons will challenge him, but Harmon makes the layup. So all second half points for the senior Brooks Harmon. 2 3-pointers and 2 2-pointers. 62-35. Tickner from the right baseline missed, but caught in the air by Parsons. The turnaround no good. Put up and in by Tickner. So Austin Tickner's first basket. 3:41 to go. Back and forth it comes. And it's going to be, I guess they're just going to work on this set offense against the zone. Harmon for three again from the right side. Missed it. Tickner pulled it down. Battled with Tyler Johnson. And I think BG's going to keep it. So Harmon comes out of the game now. He finishes in double figures. And the inbounds pass comes. Tyler Johnson hard off the back of the rim. Rebounded up by Palmer. Missed it. Tapped up a couple times. It's free. Butcher has it. Palmer will start the offense again. And the ball flies out of bounds. It'll still be BG's ball with 21 seconds to go in the shot clock. 21 is also the number of Joe Shearer, and he checks in for Kyle Hinman. Butcher to Johnson. At the foul line, off to Palmer. Palmer now to Butcher for 2 points. Butcher had his foot on the line. 21 for Lucas Butcher. 2:49 left. Decker against the double team. Passes to Joe Shearer. Gets through a little mess in the paint. And puts it up. But he's fouled first. And we'll get two shots. So after now, starting to get some free throws in. With 2:39 to play. And shot is good for Joe. And Corbin Palmer now comes off, finishing with 15 points. So four players in double figures. Shot is up and missed by Shearer. So now we've got Lucas Butcher, the only starter left, I believe. Number three in there is Dylan Moffitt. Nick Gronowski is back in the game. He's number 12. He got a hatchet job from Mitch Decker, who had stayed out of foul trouble all this time. Now has his fourth. I mean, he had three early on. First one in quite a while. That'll be his fourth. 64-38 And at the line is Nick Gronowski. He is 1-for-3 so far at the line. He gets two shots here. First one is no good. And Tyler Johnson gets a nice hand as he comes off. Did not score, but got a few rebounds and a block shot. Michael Carlin is back in the game. Gronowski gets in the scoring column again. He's got 4 points. And here we go underneath. Decker fakes off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Carlin. Dylan Moffitt, the sophomore, with a basketball with 2 minutes to go. He and Butcher now are the guards. Number 14 in there is Jay Bame. He's a junior. Moffitt at the elbow. Lost control. And the ball's back on the ground. Shearer and Carlin going for it. And Ethan Colley, a junior, former Sydney student. Now a Bainbridge Guilford student in the ball game. And Lucas Butcher now goes down, and he will be the game's high scorer with 21 points. Minute 43 to go. Parsons trying a no-look pass down court. And got intercepted. And an offensive foul. So let's see, we've got two more guys. Number 10, Tom Waltz coming in. So Carlin and Gronowski, Carlin a starter, Gronowski an almost starter, they come out. Combining tonight for 8 points. Replaced by Tom Waltz, a senior, number 10, and Zach Kyle, number 15, a junior. Ethan Colley's in the game. Dylan Moffitt's in the game. I think I've got everybody accounted for. They're in a 2-3 zone. 65-38 with a minute 30 to go. Afton, with only 8 players dressing and 1 injured, are playing the same guys because that's all they can do. Shearer into the corner. And passes outside to Parsons. He's double-teamed. Parsons to a wide-open Hinman. Foul line jumper. Way too hard. Oh, and Hinman got hit. And he's still on the ground. Kyle Hinman has been beaten and battered tonight by the BG defense. And he has not gotten to shoot a free throw. He's gotten 2 free throws tonight, but boy, he's been hit hard. And the official is pointing to BG to say, get to your corner, and Afton, get to your corner. And Rick Parsons is, to his credit, is on one knee, looking over his teammate, along with Joe Shearer. Looks like we're going to take a break here. A minute 9 to go. We'll have another medical attention given to Kyle Hinman and the beaten and battered for Afton. Hopefully they have somebody left to play. If not, they're going to have to go with 4. So it's 65-38, BG leading Afton in the final minute 9. Another injury for Afton, so stick around. We'll be back with the conclusion of today's game and, of course, our postgame show live on WCDL.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, welcome back, and thankfully, Kyle Hinman has gotten back up. But right now it looks like Apton has four kids on the court. Now, Mitch Decker, I think officially they have to, with a two-shot situation, they have to wait for the first shot to be done. All right, so Mitch Decker is officially in the game. They do have five, and they have no more subs, so if Mitch Decker falls out, they're down to four. Shot is up, and good for Austin Tickner, who has to take Kyle Himmons' place. And a save by Moffitt, put up and missed by Kyle. Zach Kyle missed the shot. Under a minute to play. And a shot missed. Joe Shearer gets the rebound for Apton. I'm not sure who missed the shot. I was looking at my scorebook to make sure it all added up. 32-8. They should have scored 8 points in this quarter. Decker. Oh, got the ball hit. And here comes Ethan Colley. Colley stumbles a bit and puts it up and lost it out of bounds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, must be Austin made both shots. Okay. Inbounds pass comes to Zach Kyle. He lost control of it, picked up by Ben Shearer. So the final 23 seconds to go. Oh, Parsons is going to go three-pointer and then fall down hoping for a call. And the award for best acting job on a three-point shot goes to Rick Parsons. Ethan Colley airballs one from the right wing. Saved by Parsons. Up the court they come. Final 6 seconds to go. Another steal this time by Colley. 2 seconds to go. Can't get it. Can't finish it off. And 65-40. Is our final score. The last 4 minutes or so, quite a bit sloppy, but done nonetheless, and BG ups their record to 4-0 and get their first win in Mid-State Athletic Conference play. Apton drops to 1-3, and they are 1-2 in the division in the MAC. So we will total up the numbers and have that for you, as well as the awards and all that go with it, as our final score once again, Apton 40, Bainbridge Guilford winning with 65. Stick around, it's live Tri-Zone High School Basketball on the postgame show on WCDL.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at mengeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We are back for the postgame show on WCDO. And, I missed a couple of maids and misses there. All right, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 24, 9, 33, and 7 is 40. Good, I added up correctly. All right, WCDO, another game in the books, and another game that wasn't all that close in the second half. It was in the first half, but BG just wears down Apton tonight, winning 65-40. And our postgame sponsors on WCDO, NBT Bank, our outstanding offense sponsor. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. By Meng Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Awards sponsor, and that's Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for more than 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on your sports leader, WCDO. And at Meng Insurance, we insure your life. Well, Apton came out with guns blazing and started out in a lead. They had a 10-6 lead. That was their largest lead of the game. It was not their last lead of the game, obviously. BG took over at 13-12 and led the first quarter 17-12, but AFTA did not roll over. They came back. They held BG scoreless over stretches of time in which they were actually doing the best that they've done in the two games I've watched them as far as getting baskets inside, and outscored AFTA. Actually, they were even in that quarter, so they didn't quite get the advantage there, but they trailed by 8 at the end of the half, 7, 32-25. So BG actually had a little advantage. They came back late. That's right. Austin Barley had a three-pointer, and Corbin Palmer had a three-point play. So those two baskets helped BG get it out there to a 32-25 lead. And Afton got it close, but then it was all Bainbridge-Guilford, as there were a lot of issues with foul trouble for Afton and injuries for Afton. James Westfall went down in the second quarter, and his loss actually was big for Afton, and Mitch Decker getting into foul trouble did not help either, as he is their main offensive weapon. So here's how it ended up. Bainbridge-Guilford had Lucas Butcher as their leading scorer with 21 points, 17 of those in the second half. Corbin Palmer, consistent first two quarters, had 11, finished with 15, 5 for 7 from the free throw line tonight. And Austin Bowerly had 11 points. Again, very good in the first half as far as key baskets. He had 2 3-pointers, finished with 11. Had a lot of rebounds and good assists. And Brooks Harmon, who did not score in the first half because it was Bowerly and Palmer, he and Butcher took over in the second half. He scored all 10 of his points in the second half, including 2 3-pointers. He finishes with 10. So 4 double-figure scores, and that's what Bainbridge-Guilford is going to do on their opponents time and time again. They're going to score from at least 3, and in this case, 4 capable scorers. And they certainly proved it tonight against Afton. They had 19 2-pointers, 5 3-pointers, 12 for 21 from the foul line for 65 points. For Afton, they were led by Ricky Parsons, who had 3 3-pointers, 14 points overall. Joe Shearer had his best game of the year. He had 9 points, 3 baskets in a row in the second quarter. He finishes with 9, and then it was Mitch Decker, who struggled tonight because of foul trouble, 6 points for him. Kyle Hinman had a couple of nice baskets in the middle part of the game. He finished with 5. It was 2 for James Westfall early before he left with an injury. Hinman also left late in the game with an injury. How these guys are going to make it through with 4 more games in the next 4 days, or 5 days, or 6 days, I don't know. It's going to be tough. But they travel down to Pennsylvania tomorrow night for the Mountain View Invitational, Mountain View Shootout or whatever. So Matt Owens fouled out, did not score. Ben Shearer did not score. 12 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, all of Ricky Parsons, 7 for 11 from the foul line. So while they're not getting to the line that much, when they did tonight, they made the most of it. Pretty good percentage there at 7 for 11. Our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, well, it could go to any of the 4 for Bainbridge-Guilford. And do you go with the guys that did it in the first half, or do you go with the guys that did it in the second half? And in this case, I think because they were already in the lead and never gave it up, I think I got to go in the first half. And there's no doubt the creator of that offense was senior Corbin Palmer, number 13, the lefty, scoring 15 points, 11 of those in the first half. And then 4 more quickly in the third quarter as they started to pull away. Of course, Lucas Butcher got a lot of long pass baskets in that third quarter, and then he just kept going in the fourth quarter. Did a nice job tonight, his career high of 21. So could have been him, but it was Corbin Palmer tonight for the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. And as for the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight, I think I'm going to go to the guy who was kind of quiet, Brooks Harmon. Didn't score a lot until the second half of the game and was just there. He didn't come out of the game, I don't think at all, until the end. And I couldn't tell you that he got a ton of rebounds, couldn't tell you that he got a ton of steals. I think he was just there and was instrumental. Wasn't looking to score early in the ball game either. I mean, he took 2 or 3 shots, missed them, and instead of forcing his way back in, he just played team ball. And I think that's part of the defense as well. is concentrating on playing. You can never take off defense. You can take off offense because you got other guys to score. You can never take off defense. So I think that's a testimony to what Brooks Harmon was able to do tonight. Nice job there. And a lot of other good defensive plays tonight for both teams. But BG gets the win tonight, 65-40. I'll be right back here. I'll put a cot in here and sleep over and do it again tomorrow night. It'll be Afton, BG girls, same scheduled start time of 6:45 on air and 7 o'clock tip-off. Chances are it'll be a little bit later than that, but we'll play it by ear, as we always do with the JV game first. They start at 5:30, and it all depends on when they get done. Another quick reminder of the fundraiser coming up Sunday for Greg Eggleston. That's Sunday at the Sydney Moose Lodge, 1 to 6, spaghetti dinner at 3, lots of door prizes, lots of requests for donations, and a spaghetti supper, as I said, at 3, live entertainment by Jason Wicks, and that's to benefit Greg Eggleston and his three sons who lost everything in a fire recently near the Galaxy Bowl. And also the ABC Center for Performing Arts on Saturday afternoon here at Bainbridge Guilford's Auditorium at 2 o'clock. And the only admission price that you have to pay is a non-perishable food donation for both the Bainbridge Soup Kitchen and the Sydney Food Pantry. And it's the 22nd annual, and it's always a great spectacular that's highlighted by the Radio Sydney Rockettes. And there are some Bainbridge Guilford kids that dance with ABC, so it's all going to work out nicely, I think. So please stick around for tomorrow night's game. And what else can we say except thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station for his engineering. Don't forget WCDOsports.com, WCDOradio.com, discussion board. I'll be posting my blog about tonight's game and what's up for the weekend. And other than that, just enjoy local sports because that's what it's here for. Support your kids, support what they do, because it's here and gone in a flash. So always got to support your local sports. And your local sports leader is WCDO. My name is Greg Davey. Have a great night. The score, once again, from Bainbridge Guilford, the Bobcats, 65 in the Afton Crimson Knights, 40 in a Mac boys game. BG stays undefeated. So for WCDO Radio Sports, I am Greg Davey. Have a great night.